Hosea chapter 8, verse 7 is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. A short passage. Here's what it says. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. I heard someone say the other day, well, since God is sovereign, it really doesn't matter what I do. I'm his child, and he will make everything work out for my good. Today's passage is clear that if you sow the winds of sin, you will reap the whirlwind of consequences. In case you need to be convinced, let me offer you a few passages. Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Job chapter 4, verse 8. As I have observed, those who plow evil and those who sow trouble reap it. Proverbs chapter 22, 8. Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever reaps to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. One more. 1 Timothy 5, 24. The sins of some are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. But sooner or later, your sins will find you out. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. Lord, you're a gracious God, abounding in love and forgiveness. Please do not let us presume on your unfailing grace, your unconditional love, and your great forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.